In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. This is Catholic Meditation. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2019. My name is Father Blessed Amba Njume. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Look kindly, Lord, we pray, on the devotion of your people, that those who by self-denial are restrained in body may by the fruit of good works be renewed in mind. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. I read from the Gospel. The crowds got even bigger, and he addressed them. This is an evil generation. It is asking for a sign. The only sign it will be given is the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be a sign to this generation. On Judgment Day, the Queen of the South will stand up against the people of this generation and bid their condemnation, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And look, there is something greater than Solomon here. On Judgment Day, the men of Nineveh will appear against this generation and be its condemnation, because when Jonah preached, they repented. And look, there is something greater than Jonah here. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. God's words require prompt action. God's words require prompt action. Dear friends, we are accustomed to seeing envelopes carrying the description urgent, or perhaps invitation cards indicating time of event, stating that the event will begin at so-so and so time, prompt. These two words, urgent and prompt, indicate immediacy, no waste of time. Today's readings give us a contrast of two eras with regard to their reaction to God's word, as presented to them by the prophet. That is, their promptness or urgency in reacting to God's message. In the first reading, we encounter the people of the first era. They are the people of Nineveh, and the prophet is Jonah. The Ninevites had sinned against God, and when approached by the prophet Jonah, they all, man and beast alike, from the king to babies at the breast, with urgency and promptness, the moment they received the message from the prophet Jonah, entered into fasting, wore sackcloth, and repented of their sins. They heeded the prophet's warning call. In the Gospel, we encounter the people of the second era. They are the Jews, and the prophet is Jesus, God himself. They too, like the Ninevites, had wantonly broken faith and fallen off from their covenant relationship with God. Jesus rebuked, he reproached, and condemned them severally, but unlike the people of Nineveh, in their case, they would not listen. They did not heed his voice. Not only will they not change, they killed him as well. While one, in this case Jonah, gave an invitation, and the people heard his voice and reacted positively by repenting, the other, in this case Jesus, gave his own invitation, but the people would not react. They heard but refused to act. This brings out the theme of stubbornness. At homes, stubborn or heady kids are those who never do as instructed. I always like the pidgin expression. It describes them as strong-haired pikin. During this season of Lent, God still offers us an open invitation to repentance, and on that invitation card, he puts it urgent. We hear his voice through the readings, but how do we react? Are we obedient like the Ninevites, rising up immediately with urgency to prompt action? Or are we like the Jews? Stubborn, heady, hearing his voice, but not ready for action. What is still keeping you from repentance? Why are you stubborn to react to God's words calling for repentance? One of the reasons, I suppose, for this stubbornness to act is the thinking that we have time. I will. I go do am. That is what we always say, procrastination. For Nineveh, they were told just 40 days more. In fact, they had slightly above a month, 5 weeks, 5 days. So they saw the urgency. We are stubborn to react because perhaps we think we have more time. Nineveh had just 40 days. We fool ourselves and count our own time in years. I will do it next year. I will do it in the year 2020. I will do it in the year 2022. In the year 2030. Oh, come on, beloved. You are not the owner of time. Who assures you that you will see tomorrow? The Ninevites were rather fortunate. They knew they had 40 days. We are not even sure of tomorrow. Before you realize, you will be the next whose pictures will be parading Facebook with RIP written on them, and we will gather to bury you. I could also just be the next. So stop deceiving yourself. Next year, in the year 2022, the Ninevites perhaps were lucky they had 40 days. In your case, today could just be the last. When growing up, we often heard this song and I enjoy it. Oh brother, oh sister, change your life now and listen to the words of the Lord. Don't promise tomorrow I will change, for tomorrow may be too late for you. You have listened to God's words. You have received his invitation letter to repentance. Act with urgency and promptness. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.